Hello, Luke here from Luke's English Podcast. I've been playing some computer games recently. I recently got Red Dead Redemption and Grand Theft Auto 4 for my PlayStation 3. So I've been playing quite a lot of computer games. And it started me thinking about computer games, right? Now, the computer games market is massive. Apparently, it's bigger than the film industry. For example, Grand Theft Auto 4 made more money in its opening week than any film has ever done in history, right? It's developing really, really fast, and before long, I'm sure we'll have 3D computer games. And there are lots of excited critics and game writers who keep telling us of the dramatic advantages of games, and that now they should be considered as a storytelling medium, eventually as valid as film or literature, right? But in my experience, they still have quite a long way to go, right? First of all, no game that I've ever played, except maybe The Legend of Zelda on the Nintendo 64, has ever elicited an emotional response from me. So they've never really made me feel emotional in the same way that a good film or a book might do. And there are lots and lots of books and films every year that, you know, make me emotional in some way, but computer games almost never do that. The stories in computer games are usually very simple, kind of revenge stories or rags to riches type stories. It's very usually kind of B-movie or exploitation style stuff, right? The stories are so drawn out and contrived around the gameplay that really the story gets lost somewhere in the middle. Cut scenes that you get in computer games, which are the ones that they kind of they like to think of as being like the kind of movie elements of games. These cut scenes are usually just really annoying bits of the game that you have to skip in order to get to the next bit of gameplay. The acting in those cut scenes is almost always awful. The cinematography that they use, the camera work in those cut scenes, is usually like really bad kind of amateur level stuff with the camera moving around, lots of badly timed cuts and things. The characters that you get in these cutscenes are usually really kind of cliched B-movie style characters. The scripts are also boring and unoriginal usually, and the graphics, even though they're really good these days, they still are nothing compared to the sorts of visual experiences you have with real film. So, in my opinion, basically computer games are a lot of fun, but they're nowhere near ready to be considered alongside real artistic mediums. So that's it. That's my thought on computer games. That's it. I just wanted to say that because I've got nothing better to do. That's it. Bye, 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 bye.